I just want to go back to one thing, maybe a few things here and there, just then we'll pull it together. Just a disclaimer. This, the Ramban's to understand, I think, you sometimes after you finish a Rishon, you have the feeling, I got it, okay? I can tell you, what I think is going on, and I can tell you what might be going on, but, every time I do it and I read it again, in the words, sometimes I'm not sure that I get, okay? So I'll just, first point, okay? Now, we just have to keep in mind that even though the Ramban is ready to say that Halil is a derisa, he's ready to entertain that, okay? That he's ready to entertain that Halil is derisa is probably only Halil of Moadim. And that's where he has this line, which he had a little before, which he might have missed, might not have noticed. In Cain, lo mi yispale ala halel, when he talks about tefillah, in Cain, lo mi yispale ala halel, shenitztava le Moshe b'Sinai, sheyoymru Yisrael b'moadeyem, shira lekel, sheotzir mi Mitzrayim, v'kol lehem es ayam, v'yivivim la'voidosim, u'bodov, v'tikim lehem es ahal azeh, kedei sheyashiru bo. Okay? So that's what it is. The Levim, we'll see later, the Ramban will talk about, they halil about prokim, and also alkol tzorah shetovoy. Okay? The alkol tzorah shetovoy, and the gula mimenu, which we'll see later, we'll go with Ramban, that Ramban never suggested that's a deraisa. Okay? That's fair, okay? Okay. When he talks about what might be deraisa, lochol mishbisina, simcha, okay? If you talk about simcha, you certainly have to knock out shchitas ha-pesach. Okay? And he's talking about moadim anyway over here, and you can imagine that would go, okay? I just want to point something out, which is very interesting, just like a flip side. I think the Rambam is ready to accept a deraisa element of Halil, but just in the opposite way, in when there's a Nes and a Gula Mimenu. Okay? Because the Rambam, in the Hagdomah to Mishneh Torah, after the Minyan HaKotzer, talks about why they were able to make a Takon of Kriyas HaMegillah, El Kach Onu Imrim, Shanavim in Beis Din Tiknu Vitzibu Likleis HaMegillah Boinosa Kedei Lahazkir Shvochav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Uchuaz Shosalonu Vohoye Korov Lishaveinu Kedei Lavochoi Ulahalaloi. Okay? Now, I just want to tell you something here. I'm not even sure how to read this. Okay, this is an aside. Because he says kidei twice, and then he goes on. The emes mashi tichonu batera kimi goy gadol Hashem alakim koyvim alak Hashem alakim b'chol koyin alak. Correct. Now, how do you read this? I just not even sure also how to read this. Elakach onu oimim shenevim in bezdin tiknu shvitzivu likreis hamegila boynoso colon. Okay. Is that a separate thing? Or the colon really goes after Uchua Sha'osalon? Okay, colon. And then there are two things. So then there are two in Yoni Dinaisa. Okay? There's a separate inyan lahaskir shvochav shal hakadosh baruch hu chua she'osa lanu v'hoyeh kovel shel. Well, that might be part of kedei levorcho lahalaloi. Okay, but the choice really goes on both, because there's also reason to say emes mati kona bateri kimi goy gadol shel mekim krev melo. So I would say that it's a colon maybe, and then to say these two things. Okay? Then I was a little bit interested, and, you know, my imagination was ignited, to say the least, because we discussed there might be a difference between the word Hallel and the word Brocha, correct? And the word Ram takes the Brocha, Lebroch, it's really, it's what you see in Avchaim Voloshin are taking this seriously, Yishmael B'ni Barcheni, okay? So, the question is there really on the Duraisa level, so the Ram is not, it's not a mitzvah, the Ram doesn't have a separate mitzvah, but you get the impression that in the Duraisa, of when there's a nace to be Mahalel Ulevoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it could be the same thing on Chanukah that might be Inyan, and it could be on the Moadim, not Beteris the Prokim Shaboy, but the Beteris the Nes Shaboy of each Moed. And what the question is, but then you don't know what Rosh Hashanah. What? Okay, we'll get to this thing because the takon of Nevi'im war, Nevi'im Shemeneim, I'll call Perek Uperek, okay, I'll call Tzorvah Tzorvah Tzorvah, I'm talking about the Perek Uperek, L'chor the Moadim, okay? But then you couldn't imagine anything, you know, you can imagine that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Zeich Letzias Mitzrayim, okay? But you can't imagine that you have to say Hallel of Nes on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, okay? Correct? See, the question is, and what do you do on Sukkot? Do you talk about there will be a Hallel and Nes of Anani Akobim? We don't even mention the Hallel. So I'm just wondering, you know, where and when this Deraisa of the Rambam, you know, how you formulate it and how you define it, okay? And then I get the impression that there's an Iyan Deraisa Levorchoi Ulahaloi, which is a very interesting thing, okay? But I'm just telling you, it's an exact opposite flip of the Ramban, because the Ramban's ready to accept a Deraisa on Moadim, and the Rambam is ready to accept as an Inyan Deraisa, but it's really it's about Nisim, okay? Which I thought just the comparison is very interesting. Then I said, if that's correct, I begin wondering about the following, okay? Then my mind, I just asked myself, you know, I was always bothered the Rambam is a Gedolei HaMechaberim. If I would ask you where you put Hilchos Hallel, you know, in the middle of Hilchos Chanukah, is offhand, you know, it's mind-boggling, okay? But then I said to myself, once you're ready to say that according to the Rambam, the Inyan Deraisa of Hallel is Nes, okay, then you should really, the starting point might be Chanukah and his expression that Purim, we don't have it because the Kriya, he talks about the Kriya Samagila, okay? But then the Lashon Rambam is in Perek Gimel, I'm not saying anything, but I'm just giving you, you know, just a framework to begin to think about this, and you know, now you can begin to think about it. Because the Rambam in Perek Gimel of Chanukah, Halacha Vav, V'loy Halel Shal Chanukah Bilvad Hu Shemidivrei Seferim, Elo Kriyas HaHalel Le'olim Midivrei Seferim, B'chol HaYomim Shegoyim V'Henes HaHalel, U'Shmona Osa Yoyim, B'Shona Mitzah Ligmos HaHalel, V'Elo Hein, Shmona Simei HaChag, U'Shmona Simei Chanukah, וברישו של פסח ויום הצרס אבל ראש השונה ויום הכיפור אין במהלו לפי שאין שהן ימי תשובה ויירו ופחד לא ימי שמחה יסרו ולתקנו הלו בפורים שקריאס המגילה היא הלו. Okay, now I have a few points over here. Okay, now the Rambam's "לתקנו" means there was no takona of halal b'chal. And he asked me, probably should have been a takona from halal, but there wasn't, okay? The Miri, basically, in Megillah, learns that there was a takona from halal, and if you don't say the Megillah, you have to say halal, which is an amazing thing. You have to ask yourself, the halal l'chayil will be on Purim. So why the Bnei Kfarim, what they should do, and what they, you know, it's mind-boggling. But I want to tell you something else, okay? And I want to just end this part of the discussion with this, okay? The Ram says that it's Yimei Simcha Yiseira, okay? Now, what is the relationship between Halal and Yimei Simcha Yiseira? And the Ramban talks about later, we talk about the relationship between Halal and Simchas Yontif, correct? Okay? And I just want to tell you about this relationship, and I think it's also the opposite, okay? See, you can imagine, we'll talk about this later, the Shagasai, but I just want to just give you the framework to think about. You could talk about Halal as an expression of my Guri and my Simchi Yisera. And that's what Purim is also a yoin of simcha. It's an expression of gli. But it's not that the mitzvah, that the inyan of simcha is machayiv this gli, but since I am this emotional ecstasy of gli, I express it by saying halal. Okay? But on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, even though there is a mitzvah simcha, not the simcha kavonos, but the diuk and the ram and the yontif, that there is simcha, okay? So if this is simcha, but it's not simcha yisera. So the mitzvah simcha is not machayivit, okay? Mitzvah simcha is not machayivit, it's an expression of simcha yisera. Is it a cue simcha? See, we don't know. I mean, you know, when I think of Chayan Turchin in the Kunshis Hanukkah, Purim quotes from Piskulov, you know, how does the Simcha, because Ram calls Hanukkah Yimei Simcha. That's what he clearly says in the that it's Yimei Simcha. How does it express itself? I don't know. But the Halil, I don't think, is the way that you Makayim the Simcha, but it's an expression of that Simcha. You understand what I'm saying? Okay? In other words, since I'm ecstatic, I sing a praise, a hymn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I sing hymns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? But L'Cheira, according to Ramban, it's just the opposite. Because Ramban says that Halil on the Moadim is either Locha Rosh Sinai or Mechlal HaSimcha, Shilis Tavir Boy. So it means that the same way the Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvahs, when he talks about Simchas Beis HaShoeva, you know what I'm talking about, the Rambam? The Rambam, let me show it to you there.
I'm not forgetting you.
Okay, good. You look a little bit, yeah. What's the
album? You think Ram is not saying Simchi Yisera is Mechayev Halal?
It's not, no, it's not. It's the Simcha Yiseu is Machayev, it's not a Kiyum Simcha. It's because I am in a state of Simcha Yiseira, I have to do it. It's not, you see. Let me ask you a question. When I have Bosa V'yayim, the Mitzvah Simcha is Machayev Bosa V'yayim because I, it makes me B'Simcha, okay? Correct? When I sing Halil, is that make me B'Simcha? Or because I am B'Simcha, therefore I have to sing Halal. That's a very important difference. What I'm telling you, according to the Rambam, since I am in ecstasy, therefore I have to sing. Okay? Since it's a yom of Simcha Yisera, therefore I have to sing Halal. But it's not a kiyum Simcha. It's an expression of the Simcha. Okay.
This is a legislated Simcha Yisera. It means it doesn't matter if the person is depressed. It doesn't make a difference. He has to say Halal.
Yeah. I understand that. But since it's a yoyim, the yoyim is yoyim of Simcha, therefore it's to say Halal. Okay. But you understand yourself. One second. Here. Let's take mitzvah nun dalet. I'll show you. Mitzvah nun dalet. Okay. Mitzvah say nun dalet. Okay. Mitzvah say nun dalet. He should istavino meaning kapach. You probably heard it. Besimchas simcha. Bergolim, wo omro is alle bis amat bachagecha. Wie mit am mitzvah schlisch is mischolisch mitzvah nogis beregel. Wo in jene rishoini, sheel of nirmas mitzvah zu ila hakev korben shlomim behecha. Wo shlomim eilu leisofim al shalmi chagiga. Ve heim nikoyim betalmud shalmi simcha. Okay? Ve al akrobes shlomim eilu oimim noshim chayoves besimcha. That's the Seder, okay? Ukfar Oma Kosa Zachta V'Shlomim V'Achalto V'Shom V'Samachta B'Lefnei Hashem Elokech Ukfar Nizboya Gam Dini Mitzvizu B'Chagiga. Okay? So let me ask you a question before I get started. If Kol HaMoades Hukshu Zelazer and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur have a Mitzvah Simcha and therefore it's Bittul Avelus, okay? So there's no Hakova from Karsham V'Chagiga, correct? And there's no Hakov Shami Riyah, it's Shami Simcha, correct? Okay, correct. Okay, so make sure we're on the same page. Ukfan is boye gam dini mitzvah zu b'chagiga. Ubechlal omroi v'samachta b'chagecha mashu omroid v'omu sameach b'chol minei simcha. This is what the Rambam calls in Hilchos Yontif, it's called b'chlal simcha. And if you medayek in Rambam well over there, he says b'chol yom tov, and he mentions that. And Rosh Hashanah is also b'chal. Okay. Mehen achila habosa b'chagim u'shisias hayayin u'levishas chadoshim v'chil peiros u'minei mesika l'no'ol menoshim. Okay. Okay. Interesting. I think maybe this all goes on to maybe, I don't know. I have to see. Okay. U'schoik b'kli hazemer v'arikud the mikdash davka, vihi simchas beis ha-shu'eva. Okay, so by asking what simchas beis ha-shu'eva, that's not an expression of the simchas yontif, but it's the mitzvah simchas yontif in itself is machayiv, and there's a separate ente expression in mikdash of simchas yontif, of a sabachta v'chagecha, of dancing and singing in the mikdash, right? B'chliyazema, correct? So I could imagine Hallel on Yom Tov, according to the Ramban, to be in this category of mitzvah nun dalet. It's a kiyum simcha, okay? According to the Rambam, even though he has this by simchas beis ha-shu'eva, I would tell you the Hallel that he's talking de levocho, the Halleloi. In the beginning of the Akdomo to and the end of the Minyan HaKotzer and Akdomo to Mishneh Teira, that's not a kiyum simcha, okay? And he doesn't even mention simcha le'ebuchal, but a yoim of simcha yiseicha. This is the way you express your glee, but it's not a kiyum simcha. Okay, you see the difference?
Yom simcha yiseicha is machayim.
I don't know if it's a machayit or you can't imagine Hallel without it, because he says that on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur you don't have Hallel because none of you made Simcha. He learns the Pshat and the Gemara for Gimel Sforim and Sifrei Chaim is Sifrei Moves after Hallel. He learns that makes, that tones down the Simcha of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, okay, not to be simcha yisera, and therefore there's no halal. Okay? So all of this telling you, I don't know that the Ram ever said that singing halal is part of the mitzvah simcha on yontif, or the expression of mitzvah simcha, okay? But in a yom of simcha yisera, that's an expression of the fact of my emotional glee. But it's not making me happy. When I drink wine, it makes me happy. I don't drink wine because I'm happy. I drink wine in order to become happy. Why do I sing Hallel on Yontif? In order to be happy, or an expression of my happiness? Okay? And I tell you, according to the Rambam, I imagine this expression of my happiness, and according to the Ramban, it's to be happy. Okay? Peseda?
Okay, it's hard to understand if you don't work subjectively.
I can't tell you what. I can't tell you anything. I'm just telling you, you don't have to. I'm not telling you. See, I didn't come here, because it's not really worth dealing, to try to understand everything. I'm just telling you that the way to look at it, we're going to deal with this more, because we didn't get to the Ramban Bechal. Just want to set up a framework. The way to look at Hallel in the Rambam, on the Deraisa, whatever the Deraisa is, not a mitzvah, is a very different way than the Rambam. Okay? Is that fair? Okay. Now, next, okay? So that's the beginning, okay? So I thought that was so is it in Hallel itself? So I'm not sure in Megillah, okay, Levolchoi. I just wonder what Levolchoi is. You see in Hallel we say Beis Bochoi Hashem, Beis Aaron Bochoi Hashem, okay? But I don't know what in Megillah, okay, Levolchoi Hallel means exactly, but we have to go through the Megillah, and see exactly what it means. Okay, but that's not my issue now, okay? Now, next.
It has to be in the text.
What?
It has to be in the text of Megillah, or just that anyone hearing the story, they say, Baruch Hashem.
I don't know. Maybe that's true. But you have to ask if that's what it means. Okay? You say that. Because I wouldn't want to say that. I'll tell you why I wouldn't want to say that. Because then the Lashon of the Gemara, Kriyasa Zui Alisa, becomes a little bit fudged. But it's also okay. Correct? Okay. So everything is fair so far. Correct? Now. Okay. I just wanted to, I don't know if I mentioned this to you last week, just two other points about the Netziv, about the whole issue that who wrote the Sefer Tehillim, okay? Now, there is this Braisa in Psochim, on Kufi Zayim and Aleph, Tanya Hoyra Meya Oyma called to Shbochleis, Wamuiz the Sefer Tehillim, Kulan David Omra, Shenema Kolu, Philois David ben Yishai. I'll take a kolu ela kol elu. Okay? So that's in the Siv quotes, and that's where it says. Okay? And that means the whole Hallel also is written by David, Shalom Yisrael. Then comes Rashi. Rashi called Philois. Is Dilas called Philois. Kol mizmorim apriskem betfilo, to go to Philo on a kiyate, is basically under the authorship of David HaMelech, okay? So that's a very big problem. Okay? So in Pshat, in the Braisa, in that line, it could be okay, and there's no riot in the Ziv. But the problem is that Braisa is talking about Hallel. So if you say that the whole tool is written by David, then it's a meaningful thing to tell us as part of that Braisa. But see, if you look like Rashi, the discussion is completely, the Braisa is not coherent 100%. Okay, correct. Now I found the Medrash. The truth is, the Fei 9 quotes the Medrash, but I'm not sure if it proves anything. Okay. It's an amazing Medrash. I just don't know what it says. Okay. To measure Shir Hashirim Rabo, Parsha David. Pasha Dalid, Aleph Dalid, okay? Kimigdal David Tzavorech, Rabbi Huna, B'Shem Rabbi Acha, Ach Alpi, She'asol B'nei Odom, Omu Sefer Tehillim, Mikulon Lo Nemo, Al Shmoison, Eli De David Melech Yisrael. So what does that mean? We don't know, correct? Moshloi Moshav Loma Dova Doima Lachabru Shel Anoshim Shemakshim Loima. Listen to the next word and imagine what the root is. Shemivakshim Loima Heimnun. That's hymns. That's where the word comes from.
Himnon.
You need that. It's fine. You can all. Lamelech. Omulehem Amelech. Kuchain Ni'imim. Kuchain Chasidim. Kuchem Mishapchim. Loima Himnon. Lefonai. Elishish Ploni. Yomu Alde Aide Kuchem. Lomo. Shekuli Olive has a nice voice. Kach b'shor shebikshu asor tzadikim loyma sefer tehillim omer lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu loyma sefer tehillim, the whole sefer tehillim, and they go to loyma sefer tehillim omer lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu kuchem ni'imim v'chasidim ומשובחים לאימא הימנון לפוני אלא דוד יאימא על ידי כולכם לומו שכלילו עורב ההוא תכסיב נעים זמירס ישראל. So the question, what are we talking about? Clearly olive, or his abilities in piyut are better? What does it mean, clearly olive? Okay? You know, sometimes the Medrash, when you finish with it, you're left with, wow, you know, I got it. Here, the question is, what is Kol Olev? Because the purpose of Tehillim is only to sing it, and if you don't sing it, it's nothing. And David sang better than they did, and the Dere, and therefore, it's, what does all this mean? See, the literal singing don't make much sense. If you're talking about the ability as a poet, okay. So now I might be able to understand. I can't say I see the words 100%, but then the conclusion is that David did some action, was involved in the redaction, in the editing process, okay. So that's just part of it's a nice measure to know, and just to know that you can't say 100% to know what it is. Okay. Now, next. Okay. Now. Okay. Let's go on. Now, I think we had this last week. I don't know if I started talking to you. Did I speak about last week? Was our God the Moshe of Israel? I didn't even start that. V'shom oid halo ze mi omuroi Rebbe Eliezer Godel oime Moshe v'Yisrael amru. Did I start talking about that?
You quoted the Gemara.
Okay, good. So let's do it. Okay, so let's start. I didn't know. I'm almost even sorry. I didn't remember where, you know, a lot happened. You know, keep up. V'shom omru oid v'shom oid halo ze mi omuroi Rebbe Eliezer HaGodol Oimer Moshe v'Yisrael Amru B'shor she'omar aleihem Paroi HaRosha. So this Paroi HaRosha is the Gis of Elchanan and in Ksav Yad Arikin, that's what it is. But in Ad Fus And Rav Kisviyad, it says, Tanu Abonon, Halazel Miomu, Rav Elezer, Oime, Moshe V'Yisrael Amru, B'Shosh Omar Al Omdu Al Hayam. And as a gift in Ksaviyad Minchin, that Tanu Abonon, Halazel Miomu, Rav Elezer, Oime, Moshe V'Yisrael Amru, B'Shosh Omdu Al Hayam, Malchei Amorim. Okay? Beseder. Each, whatever it happened to be. Okay? Hey, Momu, Loilonu Hashem. Loilonu. Buach HaKadosh Meshivo, Lamani, Lamani. Okay? And then it says Ad. Okay? You see the Ramban? It says Ad. There's the word Ad there.
Okay.
It's Lamedala. You can see it? See, yeah, this is very important. Alright, it says Ad.
Yeah.
Okay, so what does Ad mean? Ad means, it's depending upon what language, it might be three dots, it might be Bechule. He's skipping a major part of the Braisa. Okay? And I assume he's skipping it because it's irrelevant to the issue. But he has skipped a large section of a Braisa. Okay? And he just said that I'm skipping it, and he wrote Ad. Okay? So let's just keep you posted. Now, let me just read to you this Braisa. Tanu Abonon. Halazeh Miomroi, the way from the Gemara. Rebbe Eliezer Oime, Moshe V'Yisrael Amru, B'Shosh Omru Yalal Hayom. Heim Amru Loilonu, Hashem. Loilonu. Meshiva HaRuach HaKadosh V'Omru Lahen, L'ma'ani L'ma'ani Ese. Rebbe Yehuda Oime, Yoshua V'Yisrael Amru, B'Shosh Omru Lahem Malchei Kanaan. Heim Amru Loilonu. Umeshiva Bukhule. Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Loza Modoi Oime, Dvoiro Uborok Amuru. Bashar Shomar Aleim Sisra. Heimu Mulalonum. Vu Hakurish Meshiva, Vioimeres, Lohem Lamani Lamani, Ese. Rebbe Loza Ben Azari Oime, Chiskia Visiaita Amuru. Here you become post-dovid already. And by this mention is Ruach. B'shosh ha'omer aleim sancheret. Heim omu lolonu. U'meshiva. Meshiva v'chule. Rebbe Akiva oime Chananya Mishol v'Azariah omruhu. B'shosh ha'omer aleim Nebuchadnezzar rosha. Heim omu lolonu. U'meshiva v'chule. Rebbe Yitzhak Lili oime Mordechai v'Esther omruhu. B'shosh ha'omer aleim omer rosha. Hey, Mamu Leilonu, Umeshiva, Mordechai V'Esther. Okay? B'chobachule, B'chachomim oimrim, Nevi'im shebeneim, Tiknu lehem v'Yisrael, Shioimim oisrei, Alkol perek uperek, Ve'alkol tzor v'tzor, Shalitov aleim, V'Yisrael, U'kshenigolim, Oimim oisrei, Alkol u'lasam.
That's what the argument is.
What?
He skips all the words until B'chachon
Maimon. I know, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's telling you, but you see, if the question is about authorship, and the proof of this Braisa is a proof that it was pre-David, so the question is, so what's the point? You know, you read the main part out, and the part you left out is the part you have to explain.
Yeah.
Okay? I just want to just let you know what's the scoop of here. Okay. Now,
what are they saying?
We'll see. Two pshat. As we'll proceed over here, we'll see that Ramban has two pshat on this. Okay. What the word tiknu means. Okay. And does he have two pshat on the Yevim Shebeneim? We'll have to see exactly. Because he explains the Vinyan Shemeneim, we'll see only in the first shot, not in the second shot. And there's a word coined to both Shotim on that, okay? Beseder? Well, you want, we can forget about this point and finish that point, but just telling you that those are the issues, okay? There's an ad over here. We have to know who the Vinyan Shemeneim is and what exactly the Takona was, correct? We have to understand But the most important question is, we have to understand, is what does the Ramban want with this Braisa? Because if the point is to prove the authorship, you know, and that it's pre-David,
the idea is that say it's pre-David.
Okay. But, you know, the question is, he trying to prove it, trying to suggest it? What's he trying to do? Well, you can say it's, you know, and the question is, those, you know, let me ask you a different question. When you say it was Chizkiyah, okay, Hanani Vishon Vazariah, I would suggest that they wrote Tehillim? Is that the issue over here? I'm ready to hear what you say, but, you know, I'd be flabbergasted if someone would tell me that, you know, such state in the Braisa that Hanani Mishael Vazai, according to this Tana, wrote Sefer Tehillim, or wrote the Kapitlach of Hala. Okay?
That's the word say, right?
What?
The word say, then.
I didn't say the word say. You said the word say. I don't know if the Ramban reads it like that. I doubt.
Mi Omro. What does it mean?
Okay, good. Let's just. So, you know, what you just did is you made the Ramban in basically, he's falsifying evidence. Because what the Ramban is doing is proving something then, and is hiding the evidence that is not for him.
But wouldn't it be enough if he just even got one?
Is he trying to prove, what's he trying to prove here? One second, let's get back. Let's go back over here. Okay, let's take it again. Okay, let's take it again. He just said before, She'en ola David. She's killed a chum, she'en ola David, right? Okay. So, he's quoting this for the same reason? Okay, that's what you're learning. It's Ein L'Dovid. So I'll ask you one question, okay? Let's now just read what the Ramban says, and let's not have any agenda at all, and ask yourself, why is the Ramban saying this, okay? Okay? That's the way I was brought to try to understand the text, okay? That is what you should do. Yeah, okay? V'hine, L'das Rabbi Eliezer Hula Moshe Al Tzolosan Impala. Why is it necessary for me to add these words Al Tzolosan Impala? Is that of interest to us? Or are we just interested who the author was? Okay, she say, okay, Av Dafki, just saying, oh, okay, we'll say that. You're not impressed with this question, okay? Good. Just say that. Okay, let's go on, okay? We'll see about if you're impressed. Then, next question, okay? Uledimei chachomim loy alzo yedua shel paloi. Is that important?
Yes.
Why?
He's trying to point out that it's not anything specific, but it's a general. Chachom.
So what difference does it make? If we're talking about authorship, that's, I'm just, no. I'm just trying to focus. He's trying to be a knight in shining armor. Tell him the Ramban learns this bride is talking about authorship. So the question is talking about authorship, or the question is, under what circumstances do we recite Hallel?
That's what occurs to me.
Okay. That's what I would say. Then I understand why he says, he quotes Moshe. And that's why I understand why he calls it a chamim, okay? And that he skips everyone else, because it means under, it's not under all circumstances, it's just, you know, they happen to have said it when they had this ness, okay? So let's read it again, okay? But just, you see, then it's very important, when the issue over here is not about authorship at all, correct?
I
know flow. One second. We'll worry about that question. The question is, what is he talking about? What is he saying? Don't worry about flow. What do the words say? Okay? When he says, Divi Chachomim, Lo Al Kol So Yedua Shel Paroi. So, the Rabbonon are saying this is irrelevant. It's El Avo Hu Shira L'chol HaProkim V'Hatzoreis U'L'Gu'ul Asida. Mitakonis Nevi'im Shebeinein. What? So what he's done is, hello, he says that what the Chumma do, correct? No, see, the problem is, you know, when you normally read, you skip a few words here and there, okay? But here I just want to catch every word, okay? You realize that he's not saying what you would have wanted him to have said, correct? Is that okay?
I want to be convinced. I'm not.
You're not convinced? So why is he telling us this?
That's a question.
I'm still. So you know what he's done over here? This Uksh Golim Oyma Gulosan is another thing. So I would have read it normally. It's all one thing. Ramban is separated two things, and that's the Gula Sida. That's what he sews in, if you notice at the end. Ula Gula Sida mitak Ula Gula Asida. Okay? That's the Gula Sida, correct? That's where he gets it from. The Ramban's not trying to take it out of a bag, correct?
He got it from where?
He learns, I'll call socially Tavoy, that whatever Tzorah and the Gula from it, that's the scoop, and then there's a separate Mechayiv from a Takona, from the Vin Shemineim, a Gula Sida to say Halil. Correct? Because that's what he says. Ula Gula Sida, Metkonis of Vin Shemineim, correct? It's going everything, but if you would have read the Braisa, oh, I'm just trying before we get into any longness, I just want to understand the words. Would you have told me this Braisa told me Gula Sida?
No.
But did the Ramban tell you? Are you convinced about that, or you're not convinced about that either? No. So why is he telling us about Gula Sida? Why is that important for us? He just stopped, you know, stopped talking. Okay. See, he. Right, he's telling us that. So the kids are takonda from the beam shebeinayim to say halil. I'll call tzor the tzor. Okay. And also on the gula sida, correct? So l'chera, the machlik is tanoim. Let's just try it again. L'chera, the machlik is tanoim, is what they disparate incidents that they said it on their own when they. They had the gula from the tzora, or there was a separate takona from the Nevi'im Shebeinayim to say halil on every perek uperek and every tzora utzora. Correct? And that is gufa the machlokes tanoim. And since that's the machlokes tanoim, all the other deis are really irrelevant because they're basically saying the same thing. There's on disparate events. It's not a takona, a general takona of Nevi'im Shebeinayim to say halil all the time whenever this happens. Correct? Okay. Is that what the Bryce is talking about? Or the Bryce is talking about something else? So the... No. I'm saying, is that what he's saying?
That's true. Is that all that he's saying?
He's definitely saying that. If this is not germane... Okay. The Ramban that I know is not, excuse me, is not a yenta, okay? Is not stam telling us yiddias that have nothing to do with his point. The Ramban's making a point, and he's making a coaching point, and he's explaining his point, okay? So the question is, under what are we assuming over here? That the Ramban is trying to explain his coaching point? Or the Ramban is telling you something which doesn't do with his point, and his point is the Braisa and Shalom Yisrael.
I'm I'm in suspense. I'm in suspense.
You have to be in suspense, but you know.
No, but I'm waiting to hear how it relates to what he's talking about. I don't understand
good.
It.
Okay, good. But you understand. Okay, good. But it's clear. I just want to say. See, the only problem is if I didn't do what I did, you just might have read over this. There's nothing happened. But what he did over here is he explained the sugya in Pesachim is a sugya about under what circumstances do you say Hallel. Okay? Correct? Okay, good. And, so 1 second. Now, let's continue now. Now, Umasha Amu. No. We continue. You didn't finish yet, okay? I'm going to do the first shot and the second shot. Umasha Amu, Nevi'im Shebeinayim. So who are these mysterious people? Okay? And this is a very important thing. And the Ramban's not out to explain every word of the Braisa, okay? It's something that's important for him. Okay? Umasha Amu, Nevi'im Shebeinayim, Yirmois, L'dor, Sheyotza Mimitzrayim. L'moyshe Aharon Umiryom V'yelatzile B'nei Yisrael. Which the Ramban said that they had Ruach HaKodesh. U'l'chol shebehem Ruach HaKodesh. The Ramban HaChumash clearly says V'yelatzile B'nei Yisrael and Shmo Yischof Dalet Yud Aleph V'yelatzile B'nei Yisrael. So the Ramban Einodu V'aviyu V'azikeinim Anizkorim in Posik Aleph in Perichof Dalet. The kolam kain neetzal, kolam kain. Why do they call that sile? Ki neetzal aleim ruach Elokim. V'chein matzileho korasicho hanetzol shenetzal aleim meruchay. Okay. So sile b'nei Yisrael is ruach kodesh. Okay. So it means there was a takana. Okay. A takana at the time. At the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, to say Hallel, or call Perik Uperik. Okay? Okay. Now, if there was Takhono to say Hallel, then the authorship of the Hallel has to be at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? Do you see anything in the other Tanoim if the issue of the Braisa is the issue under what circumstances you say the Hallel? You don't say any issue about that b'chol, because Hananya, Mishael, Vazaliah, the issue is not who ordered the Hallel in the Omroi and that Braisa, okay? But the issue is when was it said, recited as an expression of thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on being redeemed from Mitzor, okay? Is that fair in the Ramban? If that's fair, then I'll go another step. Okay? So then, we'll see the Rashi and Rashbam soon, and it'll be very interesting to look at them and see what they're doing. But the Ramban's learning that this Braisa is nothing to do with authorship. Okay? But you can see from the Braisa that there's no issue about anything except about when the Hallel is recited, and there's one time that it's ready to say there was takona to say it already at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, or every time Putin said it without a takona, that it's clear that the authorship is pre-dubbed. Okay? And that, I think, is the point that Ramban's trying to make here. Okay? Now, if you're ready, what? Okay.
Again,
in other words,
if Mordechai and Esther or Hananya, okay.
The question is, did Hananya is all, you see, when you look at the Gemara, you're completely flabbergasted, okay? Because Hananya, Mishael, Vazaliah, are we going to claim that they wrote Hallel, okay? Okay? According to one time.
They didn't write Hallel, okay, but they were the first instance in history where...
I don't know the first... See, that also, We'll see there's a Rashi in the Rashbam how to interpret this law. But they were instance. I didn't say first, okay. We'll see the Rashbam and the Rashi soon. We'll see next week, we'll get to it, okay. But they were certainly an instance when the Hallel was recited, but they are not a reflection of a general consensus of Chazal that one is required to say Hallel at such a point, but they happen to have said it. And then the chum of the opinion, there was a general consensus all at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu that this Hallel should be recited.
But if they weren't the first instance, I don't understand why all these days are recorded. Why would you have, oh no, Moshe said it, or he said it, or he said it?
You have a kasha on the Gemara, and I will read you Rashi and Rashbam, and you'll see what they say, okay? Good, no, I understand that, but that's irrelevant to me, and the Ramban Bechal doesn't even talk about it, correct? Okay? He only quotes Moshe Rabbeinu, and the question is, I would have assumed that he's ready to say that the Nevi'im Shebeneim, that Sinai Bnei Yisrael, already made this takona. See, I could have imagined this takona. See, the mad thing is, okay, even if it was takona, I could have imagined it was post. See, the question is when Paro was a Rosh Oymer Aleim, was when was the last time Lachayin was at Yamsuf? That's the last time that it could have been, okay? So, let's assume there's a takona by Sinai Bnei Yisrael, okay? So when was this? This was sometime in the time of Matan Torah, or around the time of Matan Torah, correct? At the earliest, correct? So, I would have assumed that the discussion by Moshe Rabbeinu with Paro, that certainly should have been it should have been without a takonim, but just happened to recited it. And that's not the issue then. But the way he quotes it, makes the issue of Paro and the Takona go hand in hand. Which is amazingly strange. What can I tell you? Okay? But that is the issue over here, correct? Whether when people said it was an isolated phenomenon or was an expression of a Takona, correct? Okay. Now, what you have to do next is to open up the Gemara in Pesachim. I'm not doing it. I'm just telling you there's a lot of surprises over here. And the truth is, after you see the Brachos, you see all these days, you wouldn't want to interpret it the way you wanted to interpret it. Correct? Now, comes Rashi and says over here, on Kuf Yud Zayin, Val Kol Tzora Lishna Ma'aliya, who the Noka Koyma, Shimchas Shom Tova Tzora Leim, Yoshian, Mimeno Oimim Oisoi, Al Guloson Kagoin Chanukah. We'll come back to that later, okay? Going Chanukah. Yeshua v'cho Yisrael amruhu Kloma. Listening to this? Kloma. So that sets you off. Af Yeshua v'cho Yisrael amruhu. So it's a list of not the first instance, but of all the instances, but each one was a disparate incident, an expression of an individual or a tzibur trying to express their excitement about their geula, correct? So Rashi doesn't look like you, correct? Okay, now let's see the Rashbam. Comes the Rashbam. Yoshua v'cho Yisrael amru, Kloima, Af Yisrael v'Yoshua amru. V'chein Kirush Rabbeinu. That's Rashbam, b'shem the Zayde, okay? V'loy mihirali. She'im kein b'chulam atatzoch l'forish kein. V'im kein mai b'neu u'bein chachomim. She'oimim nevi'im she'b'neim amru. So I would say there is a difference, because each one said it as an individual thing, and there was no takona, and then the Nevi'im she'b'neim made a takona. Okay? And I don't know if the first one says all of them, the last one says all of them. But, you know, I don't know also if that's true, how you work it out. Because it says, af. But the question is, this one said everything also? Does it work both ways? I don't know either. But okay, good, that's his point. Shari tiknu nevim l'kakach. Elo kol echo min atonot. One second now. V'im kein. Mai b'nai l'bein ha'chom sh'oimim nevim sh'b'nei mamu. V'chule. V'osin l'meimo d'chol hani d'yamoran l'el omru al tzorosan. Shari tiknu nevim l'kach. I'm not sure, you know, we have to sit and try to understand what he's saying, okay? But all I'm just trying to tell you is the Ramban, everything is irrelevant, whether it's Rashi, maybe, okay? But everything's irrelevant, okay? And the end was a takona, correct? And that's the issue. Was it takon or wasn't it takon? Correct? Okay. Now, the next point, and this is an important point, okay? What is a takona? The takona is to say on this, the geula, every year on this Yom Kavua, or it's only at this point? Only at the time of the Geula. What's the Takana Nevi'im? Okay. Shh. Okay. So, you get the impression on Ban that he doesn't talk about anything, except the question is, was it a Takana? An expression of Kona that it's really only a one-time thing, correct? But when Rashi over here in Kuf Yud Zayin and the Tesis Rit said Kegoyin Chanukah, it becomes very, very interesting. And even more interesting is you get the impression the Gemara in Shabbos in my Chanukah that there's Takona then to say Hallelujah Deus on Chanukah. And L'chayr comes out according to this Rashi and the Tesis Rid, the Piskei Rid on Kuf Yud Zayin, that Takona was already Nevi'im she'b'neihem, and it wasn't a peculiar thing about Chanukah, but it was in general. Okay, I don't want to go over time to pick this up next week, but you know, this whole Gemara and what it's talking about is very, very important, and we have to understand the second Pshat in the Ramban, which we didn't even talk about. We have to understand, you know, what does all this mean for us? Correct? Peseda?